among the Terzi clan. And so is the head coach of the Huskies, Gino Auriemma. As soon as he gets situated here, we'll let him go there. Your headphone is wearing the one that properly says your name on it, and we'll bring you in here. So traffic. So you can give us a live traffic report. It's on the sevens, but I guess traffic's not too good out there tonight, huh?
Yeah, I had to take a detour, and but you know, finally got here. A lot of cars on the road. Anybody in Newington and New Britain? Anybody stay home? Why are you all on the road?
It's a nice night.
What's wrong with these people?
It's a good night to drive.
Hey.
By the way, that's your water over there.
Oh, it is?
For Coach, yes. That was put there.
I'll have the usual.
Talking to Brittany, the great host here at Gino's Grill, who does such a great job. Lucy Gilson is with us, of course, and we were talking about your leadership conference.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That's something you've taken quite a shining to, Gino. You know, you've had some big hitters in your first two, including a joint member of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, huh?
The chairman.
Say not a member.
The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Dempsey.
Now, was that the one who twisted your arm to say, hey, come back and coach the Olympic team?
Yeah. I had said that I had no interest in coaching the Olympic team a second time. And we were having dinner at his house, Kathy and I, and General and Mrs. Dempsey. And he has two daughters that played basketball. So he started with the old, you know, patriotic thing, you know, and do it for your country and do it for your, you know, pride. And then they have all these soldiers around with guns and stuff, so you can't say no. They'll throw you in the brig.
All right, well, this is the third conference that you've had, the leadership conference.
Yeah.
How did you get involved? How did this all start? Was this your mastermind?
Well, yeah, we talked about it with a couple people on campus, and UConn being UConn, you know, it takes forever back in the day to get anything done over there. So I must have asked them 100 times if they wanted to do it, and they kept saying hum, 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 hum. You know, they couldn't give me an answer. So I said, well, it's okay. We don't have to do it. So we contacted the people at the University of Pennsylvania at the Wharton School, and they said, sure, we'd love to have you. And then all of a sudden, UConn was really interested. So that's kind of how things worked. And then we got Lucy involved in the project as someone from the business school, and that's kind of her area of expertise. And once she got involved and got everybody on board in the school business, I mean, the reason we wanted to do it is I'm not making any money on this deal. You know, I haven't gotten a dime from it. So it's not like I'm doing it. I'm just, you know, I just thought it would be a great idea to capitalize on some things that we're doing and to bring some recognition and some attention to our school of business. And so far, you know, I think it's worked out pretty well.
Lucy, some of the speakers you have this year, who are they?
So we're really excited about Lisa Borders. The theme this year is this leadership transition. So she currently is at Coca-Cola, but she is moving very shortly to the women's, I have to say this very carefully, NBA, because I end up saying MBA, and she's not getting an MBA. She's going to the women's NBA.
Yeah.
And she's been at Grady Hospitals previously, so she's going to come and talk about leadership transition, so that's very exciting. Carol Jewell, who is at Synchrony Financial, again, part of GE Capital, got spun off on an IPO. Good lineup. Wendy Kahn, CEO of Valentino Fashion House.
Yeah.
Look at me. I'm reeling off all the women.
I know. That's good, though. That's good. I think that's a part that sometimes is really overlooked is, you know, the people that come to the leadership conference, they're used to seeing the same thing over and over again, you know, and we get a lot of feedback saying, can we get some younger people? Can we get some women? Can we, you know, get some more diversity of experience, not just established companies that have been around forever, but companies that have done a lot in a short period of time. We had the people from Priceline mm-hmm. there last year, and it wasn't William Shatner, but it was
John Kane, who was just as good.
He was just as good. They were fabulous.
And yeah, John J. Patrick Jr., who was the president of our sponsor here for the Coaches Show, Farmington Bank.
Yeah.
Good guy.
We had John Skipper, who's the president of ESPN.
Nice, and you have the gentleman from SNY, a gentleman from SNY being one of your speakers.
Yeah, Steve Rapp.
Yep. Steve Rapp.
Is a speaker this year.
How do small businesses get involved in this at all in some way, shape, or form?
Absolutely. We had Karen Munson. Munson's Chocolates was a presenter. A lot of small businesses want to have leadership training. They can't afford or don't want to invest in a big training program, so they send a couple of top people to the conference. We're going to talk a little bit about managing change, leading change, innovation, key things for small businesses. How do you stay alive? What do you need to do to succeed?
And a lot of it is, as Lucy said, these are people that are already in a management position, and they're looking for a way to stay current, get a little more education for themselves and different practices that other people are doing. And it's one thing when you're in a big business and there's lots of managers, but when you're in a smaller business and there's only a few and you might be one of them, you've got to get it right. You know, you're in a big business and you get it wrong, there's still lots of people that can get it right and bail you out. But in some of these smaller businesses, you know, kind of like this, kind of like, you know, the business that we have, you know, with our restaurants. You know, we don't have, you know, 15, 20 people making decisions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the people that make the decisions of what's going on have to get it right. And there's ways to, I mean, you can't guarantee that everybody's going to get it right, but there's ways to help yourself. You know.
It's like your basketball team.
Yeah.
It's you, Chris,
Chris,
and Shay.
Yeah.
And
it's a very
the
small,
rest of them have to go out and put it together.
It's a very small group, and, you know, that's the way I look at it. We're kind of a small, you know, we're entrepreneurs, and we have to get it right. And I learned a lot from going to these sessions because it's a part of the world that I really don't deal with. And then when we speak to them, when they come over and I talk about basketball and about running my program, and they're surprised a lot of times by how much crossover there is from what we do to what they're doing, and how, you know, I'm hiring. I'm working with 20-year-olds, 21, 22, and that's what they're doing too. They're hiring kids right out of college, and we're all dealing with the same issues.
And Morgan, we were talking before you got here, that Morgan is one of her students. Morgan Tuck.
Yeah. Morgan has done an unbelievable job in the time she's been at Connecticut, because she's had her hand in a lot of different things. And she's a really sharp girl.
She is.
She's got a lot going for her. If basketball goes away for Morgan, believe me, she's going to be okay.
I bet she is. We'll take a quick break here. We'll finish up with Lucy in the next segment, and then we will talk hoops as the Huskies are off till Saturday when they take on either East Carolina or Cincinnati in the quarterfinals of the American Conference Tournament. Deb and I have the pregame at 1:45 on Saturday. And don't forget tonight, 8:30 for the men's pregame at SMU as the Huskies play their penultimate game of the season. More of the Farmington Bank Coaches Show presented by the Hartford Law Firm of Raskassi and Davis after this for the Connecticut Chevy Dealers.